You ever hear of it referred to as a pocketbook?
Oh yeah, it's a pocketbook. Mainly a pocketbook, of course. Pocketbook particularly, I guess, would be the common use. Mm-hmm.
What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Well, she wears a watch, or she wears a wristband, or she wears a bracelet. Mm-hmm.
Suppose there are a lot of little things strung up together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What would these be called?
Necklace.
And if they were, yeah, right. And if they were made out of, let's say, pearls or something like that, or some ornamental thing.
A pearl necklace.
What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders or a belt. Or a belt.
Mm-hmm. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on a bed? You know, like the fancy top cover.
Quilt.
Uh-huh. And sometimes,
bedspread.
Right. At the head of the bed, you would put your head on a what?
Pillow.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's say you ever hear the term used bolster?
Yes, I have, and bolster would be on a davenport.
Mm-hmm. Let's say if the bolster didn't go partway across the davenport, it went
halfway.
Or if it covered the whole davenport, it went where? It went
completely over. Completely, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
A bolster, I remember. Yes, it's a common phrase.
What do you put on a bed? I see, we already went over that. What do you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
I sleep on the floor, but let's see, is a. I don't know what. Pad?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say we expect a big yield from the field because the soil is very
fertile.
The flat lowland along the stream overflowing in the spring and plowed later. You know what that'd be called?
Well, fertile lands
the low-lying grassland. What would you call that? A low-lying grassland.
Well, in some areas you'd call it a meadow, but we don't use that term down here very much, I know. Meadow.